Having enough to eat is a basic human right. Today, we're focusing on hunger and food security because it's World Food Day on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack, from big jobs to small projects and daily chores. Choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Chances are good that you know where your next meal is coming from and you have a grocery store nearby with plenty of options. Today is World Food Day, and not everyone is so lucky. Vimlendra Sharon is the director of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. He says the organization started World Food Day in 1979 to bring attention to hunger, poverty, and the plight of small farmers.
It's extremely important for the world policymakers and for the people in general to keep hunger and food front center of their discussions. So what this day does is to bring 150 nations around the world to sit and discuss or do activities around food, around hunger, around poverty.
Sharon says, we've done well. Hunger has been eradicated from many parts of the world. However, there are still 800 million people that don't have enough to eat. The majority of them are in rural areas and are dependent on agriculture. He says vibrant agriculture holds the key to economic prosperity.
FAO is trying to bring around this idea that it's very, very necessary to have a well-developed, thriving rural economy to ensure that young people do not get forced out of agriculture or do not get forced to move out to urban areas. We are not saying that migration is wrong or right. Migration will always happen. What we say is wrong is forced migration, when hunger forces you out.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tackling hunger and World Food Day at agriculture.com.